This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. At the risk of oversimplifying a complicated and sometimes touchy subject, there's kind of a conundrum in Silicon Valley and in tech in general when it comes to getting more women interested in engineering careers. How do you get young women and girls interested in coding if they don't see a lot of women already doing those jobs? And how do companies find more women to hire if those women got turned off tech and engineering when they were in school? Those are the problems Reshma Saujani is trying to solve. Saujani is the CEO and founder of Girls Who Code. It's a nonprofit trying to get more women into tech careers by getting girls in middle and high school into coding. She is also today's conversation from the corner office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Reshma Saujani came into the studio last month, and the first thing I asked her after we said hi and sat down was, why?
So basically, over the past 40 years, we've had this dramatic decline of women in tech. If you walked into a computer science classroom in the 1980s, almost 37% would have been female. And today, that number is less than 18%, which is kind of crazy, right? At a time where technology is a part of everything that we do and automation is changing our world by the minute, we're leaving girls behind.
You don't code, right?
No.
So how did you come to this?
I'm a total weird person to lead this movement. So, you know, when I was 33 years old, I was...
Sorry, so which was how long ago?
Oh, my God, I'm 41 now. Thank
okay,
you
all right, just put in some context.
Thank you for starting this morning with, like,
context
depressing me.
Context is everything.
I ran for Congress at 33 in a New York City Democratic primary. And as part of that experience, I would go visit schools. And I'd go into computer science classes and robotics labs, and I saw a lot of boys.
Yeah.
And it didn't make sense to me. You know, I'm the daughter of refugees. You know, my parents came here with nothing. And I always feel like, you know, I'm very much the product of the American dream. And I really believe that girls are being left behind because the world's changed. You know, 45% of all of our breadwinners today are women. And they're not going into the jobs of today and tomorrow where they can make $120,000 as a year.
I was in Seattle the other day talking to Satya Nadella at Microsoft.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, we see girls being interested in this stuff at 11 and 12 years old and maybe even a little older. But then they get out there and they discover as female professionals in the computer sciences that it's terrible.
Yeah.
That there's misogyny and sexism and it's awful. Are you hoping to overcome that by volume, right? Getting more women out there?
1,000%. And it starts earlier than that. I have had so many girls say to me, I'm the only girl in my computer science class. And after a couple of weeks, I didn't want to be the only girl in my computer science class. So part of why we wrote this book is to like change what a computer scientist looks like, to make it fun, to make it interesting. And yeah, the only way you change the misogyny and sexism that you're seeing in the Valley is pure infiltration. Numbers, numbers, numbers. You need to create a critical mass. And I think that we can do that. I think we can do it in less than a decade.
When you went to Facebook and Google and Apple and Microsoft and said, I got this idea, give me money, in essence, what'd they say?
Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. And one, it was often the women. So, you know,
which is kind of problematical, right?
Gee,
I mean, it'd be nice if you could get in front of Tim Cook and Nadella and Zuckerberg.
Well, I do. And, you know, for example, at Twitter, who was one of our very first partner, it was Dick, you know, Kostel.
The former CEO, and
Jack Dorsey.
One of the founders.
Men are a huge part of this movement, not just from a CEO perspective, but from a dad perspective.
Yeah, well, okay. So it's not the men who are the issue, right? It's the bros who are the issue.
The bros are the issue because they're turning girls off. I mean, I was thinking about this. I mean, you always think that there's a difference between East Coast wealth and West Coast wealth, right? The East Coast are kind of the hard-nosed hedge fund guys that, like, have been treating women like crap forever. And the West Coast guys are younger, you know, grew up with feminist moms, so they're supposed to be a little bit different. And unfortunately, what we've seen in the past couple of months is they're not that much different. And when misogyny rears its ugly head, they got to shut it down.
You said a minute ago you think you can get it done in a decade.
Definitely.
We're at the five-year mark.
Yeah.
Give me
Girls Who Code's at the six-year mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've taught 40,000 girls to code. I'm going to have 10,000 new computer science graduates on college campuses in 2018. But it's not just me in this movement. There's a lot of amazing people that are investing in this. But we got to continue to put resources behind this. Like, it's one girl, one coder, one book at a time.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.